This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Line. I'm Scott Hannon. Busy couple of days ahead. We'll be in Bismarck tomorrow. Really fun deal. We'll be at the state capitol honoring heroes, and a lot of fun. I don't want to talk a lot about it today. Just don't miss tomorrow's show, because we're going to honor heroes, and there's obviously heroes in uniform, and there's heroes as first responders and law enforcement and so many great things, and there's a wave of celebration for heroes. So we'll be doing that tomorrow at the state capitol. Friday, be there for the show, and then I'm heading down to the St. Anthony area, south of Mandan, for the Chimney Butte Ranch annual production sale. Now, I don't believe they've ever done this bull sale on the actual ranch at the Chimney Butte Ranch. It's not the easiest place to get to, so there's a little bit of a twist and turn, but you put in 3320. 51st Street, Mandan, and it takes you right there. It's magic. They're selling 58 Gelvie and Balancer bulls at the ranch in Mandan. 58 of them. The bulls are in the display pens right now, and you can come take a look at your convenience anytime between now and Friday at 1. If you'd like more information and specific directions on how to get there, the ChimneyButteRanch.com website is great. I'll be there for lunch and a little bit into the sale. Have you ever been to a bull sale lunch, Kev?
I have not.
Yeah, it's better than your leftovers. I know you love your leftovers.
I'm sure.
They always have unique food. Fantastic.
I will say I've never had a bad meal at the ranch.
I was out at the Wilkinson Ranch at Montpelier. This is my first bull sale ever that actually showed up at, right? So that was so darn fun, and I actually remember more about the food than I do the bull sale. I guess it's because I'm not buying bulls.
Still learned a bit.
Yeah, but there were some top prices on those bulls, so I'm looking forward to being in another one. This one, again, to Doug Hilly and his family hosting this. Their number, by the way, if you want to get more information, 220-2083, and all the directions are at ChimneyButteRanch.com. Looking forward to being there, and love to meet you. Come early for lunch and get a chance to shake some hands. And maybe you come home with a great deal on a Gelvie Balancer bull. I know this, Gelvie or a Balancer. You're 58 of them. They're in the pens right now. I know how they do this. I broadcast from that ranch one time and had a great time. It was during calving season and lived the life a little bit. So really enjoyed that. I've got to get out to more farms and ranches because our best shows are there. We're up at Kevin Skunas' farm one time by Arthur at harvest time. You know, hopping in the combine. Doing the show from there, talking about farm life. Did the same with ranch life with the Hillies in Mandan. I really, really enjoy it. I do. And, you know, I'm just saying, you invite us, and there's probably a pretty good chance we're going to be there. So whether it's harvest time or it's planting time, I'd like to be out at planting time one time. Maybe come out for, heavy spraying season with our friends from High Plains Apache sometime. Just know, I'm sort of fishing for an invite here. Love to be out there with you. I'll bring the lunch, okay, especially if you're busy with the planning and, you know, the spraying or harvest time, whatever you're doing. Just for a city boy like me, it's kind of fun to take it all in. Love it. I used to love going to my grandparents' farm. So darn fun.
Oh, yeah.
Quick story on this. Yep. Adam and Bertha Tilges, Canby, Minnesota. My mom's parents, okay?
Yep.
Rest their souls, two of the greatest people. I have my faith today because of them. And the faith they gave to my mom, and she gave to us, and just seeing them at Mass and seeing how important that was to them just becomes every part of your DNA, right? So I love these people. Now, I was born, they probably were mid-70s, right? So they died when I was 18, 19, 20, I forget, but I was pretty young, early 20s, and they were in their 90s, both of them. So amazing. My grandma would be 121 now, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, my mom, when they were getting older, wanted to get a picture of them in the field. My mom said, you know, let's get Grandma and Grandpa, Adam and Bertha, out in the field. Because my grandpa, till he died, would drive the corn, right?
Right.
He'd go out there and look, and that's big corn country down there. He'd drive the corn. I loved going with him. He'd just stay on the roads, go kind of slow. That and fishing for bullheads was his thing. You know, winter, didn't have much time in spring, but winter, he was always fishing for bullheads, so that was fun. Put the car in the drink one time. Put the car right in the drink. And barely survived that. I wasn't with him that trip, thankfully. Oh. But anyway, here's the story I was going to tell you. So she said, now, if you tell them you're coming for pictures, they'll dress up. So I don't want them to dress up. The photographer doesn't want to dress up. Just wear what they wear, right? So I don't know what I made up, but I made up a story saying, Grandma, Grandpa, you know, could you take me out to the farm, but I want Grandma to come too? Sure. And, I got this guy along that's going to take, just a couple shots of the farm. Just the farm. Mom wants a couple pictures of the farm, right? So I get there, and do you think they're in their Sunday best? Of course they are.
Okay.
Yeah, the suspenders, the whole deal, because they heard the word, a photographer wants to take a picture of the farm, and they know, smart enough to know, we're probably going to end up having to take a picture, too.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't work out exactly as planned, but we have these beautiful pictures of them holding, a great, great cob of corn, just peeling off. It was just a great memory. Canby, Minnesota. Those are the kind of memories you need to make if your grandparents are still alive, folks. Just saying. That's things to do. Because you'll have that memory forever and ever and ever. And I still look at the pictures. The sun was setting over the corn,
Oh, man.
Even though they were in their Sunday best, I remember that day like it was yesterday.
I get all the time, are you related to any of the Valley City Flynns? Yeah, all of them.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. My great-grandfather, Charles Eccleston.
Are they farmers?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Jim and Charlie were... Jim ran the farm for years after our great-grandfather. Charles had it originally in Eccleston. Yeah, years and years, decades out there hunting, hanging out.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Jerry in Bismarck has a birthday shout out, so we'll get to him and anybody else wants to chat today. I got some notes and some mail on Rush Limbaugh and wanting to honor him, so I want to talk about that. I'd also like your opinions on the Rush Legacy effort that they are doing now, where they've got the guest host still on, but they are also, putting Rush Legacy cuts on things that are related to today's news. What do you think of that now that you're hearing that? We're obviously a few weeks into this. I'm really curious about what you think about that. And if that leaves you with that same feeling you had when you heard him taking on, the main topic of the day. The amazing thing about Rush is everything he did over those 30 years lives on. That education lives on. Those insights are amazing, but I'd love to hear from you on that. Our numbers are 800-228-0550. Todd the Radio God is here. He loves your texts, and he sees them before I do when you text 701-226-8503. I'm not speaking out of school, Todd. Am I? You love...
Oh, absolutely.
You love the text. You can invite Todd or I to come to your farm. All you need to do is text us. Mine is 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Today's program brought to you by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. I love Tioga.
Boy, it's happening out there.
It is the oil capital of North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen. The place where it all started, the Bakkens. Mary, and I forget her husband's name, but that's where it all started, and they do have a lot going. Tioga Chamber of Commerce wants you to know they're an active community. Average annual household income is still north of $70,000 in the middle of a pandemic and an oil, disruption. Pretty incredible. So it's a great place. Find out more about it at TiogaND.org. All right. Jerry in Bismarck, you have a birthday shout-out. Lay it on me, Jerry.
Yeah, this is Jerry Woodcock, former Burley County Commissioner, but I have a neighbor named Vern Zink of Bismarck, and he turns 90 today. His phone number 255-3169. Give him a call. Happy 90th birthday to Vern.
Call Vern and wish him a happy birthday, 255-3169. I'll put that on my docket today. I'm driving out to Bismarck.
Great.
Looking forward to meeting up with some folks tonight. So got a couple things going out in Bismarck.
Happy birthday.
Tomorrow and Friday, and we'll say happy birthday to Vern Zink, who's 90 today. And he likes taking the calls?
You bet. Loves him.
Loves him. Perfect. Will do, Jerry. Thanks a bunch.
Okay. Thank you.
Glad you called. You bet. Thanks for your service, too, on the Burley County Commission. Appreciate that as well.
Oh, yeah. That was an experience, too. So, good. Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it.
I like how he put that.
Yeah, exactly. What that means is he's got pieces of the hind end still missing from that experience. Yeah.
Exactly.
But there are patriots that do that. Man alive, especially township boards, county boards. Not a lot of, upside on those deals, a lot of downside.
That's true.
But you're doing the right thing. Leah Benedict, what's on your mind today, Leah?
Yes, good morning. I'm calling about the alarming recent vote by our House of Representatives to legalize recreational marijuana, House Bill 1201. And I just see them as really selling out to the out-of-state interests without even putting up a fight. And I think folks need to really think about contacting their district senators because it's going to the Senate now and refute that. These products that will be readily available have extremely high THC levels, and doctors see a huge amount of emergency room visits from psychotic episodes, especially in age range 17 to 19, leads to a lot more drug use. And, you know, not to mention that it portrays it as being safe when you legalize it. And, you know, just the safety issues, roadways, workplaces.
I agree with your concerns. I do. And I've talked to some experts about this. I think medical marijuana is a whole different basket. I think legalizing marijuana deserves extraordinary scrutiny. I know some people don't care, but they're in Colorado and we're in North Dakota, and that's a big, big difference. So I share your concern, and we'll do some digging on this, okay? Alex Berenson, I want to get back on this topic for sure. He is the best I've ever seen on it. Leah, thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps me coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
the Doobie Brothers. Never forget them. Sioux Falls Arena. Without love, just got love. That's us. Just the lovable fuzzballs that we are.
I remember them at Red River Valley Fair.
Do you?
Yeah, they were at the fair.
Not long ago.
Not long ago. Probably, Jesus, got to be 20 years by now.
I saw them in the 80s.
Yeah.
Heights of their being a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got in a lot of trouble for the Doobie Brothers because I sold tickets in the cafeteria. And the next day, having to be a Sunday night concert, so the next day the attendance at Huron High School set a record for the least amount of students there.
Scalper!
We never knew you
as such a troublemaker.
I did the announcements because they knew I was a radio guy, so I would read the announcements at school when I was a junior, okay? And I don't know how I got roped into that, but I did it. And so I said, is it okay if I mention I got some Doobie Brothers tickets if anybody wants to buy them? I don't care, you know, whatever. Assistant principal, fine, whatever. So I literally made that announcement, then sold the tickets. I think I sold like 250 tickets for the concert.
Wow.
Just face value. I wasn't scalping them, but you know,
whatever you
want when you want to go. And so that was on a Sunday, the concert. And literally, next day, first period class, Scott Hennon, report to the office. Scott Hennon, report to the office. So I got reamed. I wish I could remember the assistant principal's name, but he reamed me. Reamed me out. And I think they sent me home for half a day suspension. Now I'm like, okay, I asked if I could sell them, number one. Number two, I didn't force anybody to miss school, and I didn't miss school. I was here.
Right. Yep.
Never mind.
You enabler, you.
Justice is not always equally doled out. I'm just saying.
Truly.
Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about my friends at Buckland Chevrolet, because they are so kind to give us a hot deal every week. Every week we get a hot deal. Now, before I tell you about this week's hot deal, just let me tell you, if all this vehicle interests you in even the slightest bit, grab the phone and start dialing, okay, the second that I tell you about the vehicle. Why am I saying it that way, guys? Saying it that way because these vehicles sell usually by the end of the show, for crying out loud. Okay? So it's important. Just saying it. These vehicles sell. Now, here's the vehicle this week's Puckridge, by the way, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, 721 West Main, and of course, the great Puckridge Chevrolet family in Bismarck as well. Love the folks there. They do a great job. And this is a pre-owned 2020 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, four-wheel drive, 4D crew cab. Oh, my gosh.
It's 2020. It's got to be, like, brand new.
Well, it is. It's only got 30,000 miles, and that's just barely broke in for a thoroughbred like this, number one. Number two, I really, really like the 2021s. Have you seen the new 2021 model? The 2020 is the same thing.
Right.
In the Chevy Silverado.
Beautiful.
It's the same ride. So everybody's going to think you have a brand new one, but you're going to pay a heck of a lot less. A heck of a lot less. Now, it has an Ecotec 5.3-liter V8, so tons of power. It's white in color. It's got the special edition Trail Boss body styling. It is already lifted 2 inches from stock. What does that mean? It's a bossy ride? 2 inches from stock? What does that mean, guys?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you're riding 2 inches higher, so yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Got a little lift kit in it.
10-speed automatic, tow package, boats, campers, bike, sled hauler, no problem. The Trail Boss Edition trucks are hard to find, so this will be gone by the end of the show. I'm not sure why I'm not buying it, to tell you the truth, because I'm looking for a truck right now, so we can go to more farms and more ranches. Heated seats, backup camera, one-owner trade that Puckett specializes in. I'll bet you anything, this owner came in and bought a 2021. That's how we roll. Pretty amazing. Now, what I don't have is a price, and I usually have a price on it. It must be too good to advertise. It's too good to advertise. So call them, folks, 701-845-3071, or go to PucklitchValleyCity.com. And Steve and the crew, let me know when it's gone so I can tell everybody, because I know it will be in. I might send a text myself right now.
He always drops at least a grand.
I'm serious.
At least a grand.
I've been looking for a white one.
Yeah.
I seriously am. Yep. And I wanted a 2021. But they're literally, you order 2021 Chevy GMC pickup today from Puckridge, you have it in about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. It's they're that backed up right now, so it's a tough deal. So I'm kind of wishing I hadn't said this on the radio. I should have looked at it first, and now I'm going to be competing with everybody. We'll have a bidding war for it at Pucklitz. All right, 25 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number 701-258-0550. That's the local number. Or text us. Bunch of texts rolling in right now. I want to get to those after I ask two questions of two great broadcasters. Todd Mitchell and Kevin Flynn, you're my guinea pigs. You have no idea what I'm about to ask you, and you're going to ask this question, answer this question unvarnished.
All right. Okay.
Sadly, we lost Rush Limbaugh 2 weeks ago, and we had a lot of conversations on this. There are a couple, 3 days of tributes and conversation about how we honor Rush's legacy living on. On the radio now every day is some of the fill-in hosts that have previously filled in for Rush using Rush legacy cuts. Rush lives on because he's talked about everything that's even happening today. It's sort of like that saying in the Bible, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. Yep.
So the 30 years of incredible wisdom of Rush Limbaugh is cataloged and chronicled there, and they're using that. Todd, you first. Is that going to be something that they're going to be doing if forever? I mean, Rush is worthy of it. What do you think of this legacy, approach to replacing Rush Limbaugh, and how long will that be around?
Well, the press release said it was going to be 90 days, and I don't think we're ever going to get tired of it. I mean, how many times have we even gone back to Paul Harvey, right? As long as it's still relevant, and there's so much that Rush has said that he said it was going to happen and it happened, that I say every time that happens, we go back and play Rush saying it's going to happen. So will we ever get tired of him? No. I mean, can we do a eulogy every day forever? Of course not. You know, at some point, going to look a little bit more forward, but I don't think we'll ever abdicate Rush. I think we're always going to be beholding back to so much of what he said.
Kevin Flynn.
I agree with a lot of that. I think 90 days is too long. I think there's too many important things that are going on. And, Rush's knowledge and his wisdom, you know, I learned it. I'm aware of it. It's ingrained in my being.
I'm a Rush baby.
Right. There may be some that need to hear that, and there's time to do that. But I'm kind of at the point where I've been listening. I love Todd Herman and Ken Matthews and all those guys, Mark Stein and Brent Winterbull. I like all the fill-ins. I just know there's so much going on right now. I just think that we need to maybe pivot a little more towards let's drop Rush's wisdom in when it's necessary, but it just seems like it's constant. And I think my grieving process is I'm getting past that.
Yeah, and I actually heard 6 months they were going to do this.
Oh, yeah,
not 90
long.
Days.
That's too much.
But I don't know how long it would go, but I think there's elements of what they're doing that could really work. Maybe not just, I don't know. I'm very curious what the audience thinks because that's really all that matters.
Right.
And so I'd love to hear from you today on this. 701-258-0550, 271-1100. Give us a call. More coming up.
For years, Pucklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pucklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 10 rockets targeted a military base in western Iraq that hosted U.S.-led coalition troops on Wednesday. It was not immediately known if there were any casualties. The rockets struck the Ain al-Assad air base in Anbar province. Iraqi security forces are leading an investigation into the attack and that they had found the launch pad used for the missiles. President Biden on Tuesday said he is withdrawing Neera Tanden's nomination to be White House budget director. Biden said it was Tanden's idea to drop out. Texas is ending COVID restrictions.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July.
Val Dior reporting. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Sneezing gives me a headache. What is this? I don't want a headache today. I already have a little one anyway, and now it just got worse. But that's okay. Should I know what this is?
Fallout Boy.
Pardon me?
Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy. Oh, Leah likes this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
great song.
I'm not saying I have to like every bumper song.
These kids don't know real
trying
music.
Trying to employ the
they?
Diversity around here.
Like yeah. It better now. That's all right. All right. Yeah. Text in a few bumper suggestions today, and we'll go a little more, kind of the gray-haired guy kind of thing. Get back into the 80s a little or something. But anyway, 800-228-0550. Texter says, tell Scott to wait for the 2022 Ford Raptor. It'll come with a 5.2-liter Voodoo engine. Wow. With over 700 horsepower. Farmers will invite him out to the farm just to drive the pickup.
My brother-in-law has a Raptor.
I do, too. I used to, I should say. I don't have one. I had one from Nelson Ford years ago in Fergus Falls. I didn't like it. For one, in and out, it's I don't know. Seemed like more of a kid car, that you want the... I don't know. I could be wrong. But it wasn't my flavor. It wasn't my flavor. That's just all I'm saying. But I get it. 700 horsepower. Some farmers and the ranchers are going to like that. I tried to call Steve Zahn at Puckless during the break to say, hey, Steve, now I got to call Steve Robbinsdale. I think I might want that 2020 Chevy Silverado from Puckless Valley City. I don't know. I'm serious, man. Another texter says, fired up about Chris Young coming to the fair. We're going to talk about that in just a minute here. I want to get to Mike at Thief River Falls on Rush, and then we'll get to our guest from the Red River Valley Fair and talk about Chris Young, because I'm excited, too. I think it's great. All right, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh between 3 and 5 times a week, just about every week, since shortly after my wife and I got married, and we'll be celebrating our 30th anniversary this summer. So I've been with Limbaugh a long time, and yes, I literally cried the day that he died. But I think we need to move on. 11 o'clock hits, and I can't listen to these guys with the nonstop tribute to Limbaugh. I loved Limbaugh. He was like a friend. Losing him was like losing a friend. But there's a lot of the reason I listen to AM 1100 is to hear the news, to hear the takes on the news, to understand more about what's going on. And while Limbaugh's wisdom is timeless, it's not telling me about what's going on right now to continue to listen to what he did 2, 10, or 20 years ago. It's interesting to listen to some of that stuff, but the radio station shouldn't be a nonstop Rush Limbaugh tribute to his life. Great life, nothing against Limbaugh, love the guy. But I think you need to find something else for that slot.
That's interesting insight.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Somebody texted me and said that Bo Snerdly, who, by the way, was at CPAC. I didn't get a chance to see him, but some of our friends from Freedom Matters did and gave one of our Rush tribute hats, the 19. By the way, if you go to shopfreedommatters.com, shopfreedommatters.com, they have an awesome Rush tribute hat, 1951 to 2021. It has a golden EIB microphone on it, and on the side it has MAGA. They're pretty cool. Anyway, Bo Snerdly, according to this listener, said in an interview, they're looking for a replacement host now. Now, I don't know if that means out of the current group. I guess I always assumed that it would be one of the guest host fill-ins going forward. I don't know. No, nobody said that. We signed a five-year contract with the Rush Limbaugh program well after it was known that he had terminal cancer. We did it for two reasons. Respect for Rush, number one. Number two, we knew that, look, there's been no more important replacement in radio since Johnny Carson in television, probably, right? Paul Harvey, maybe. And they never did replace Paul Harvey in radio. And they never really did replace Johnny Carson. Well, I love Jay Leno, but it just wasn't the same, right? And he didn't last. And then it's Letterman didn't get it, so he's over there. And Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show have never been the same since Johnny Carson left it. I kind of put Rush in that category. I really do. But I believe these people are up to the task. I know people that work with Rush, for Rush, that are part of his inner circle, people, names you don't know, they're business industry names, they're really, really good. They're really, really good. So I'm going to keep my powder dry on the next steps, but I tend to side in the category of, as much as Rush legacy will always play a part, no different than we play Paul Harvey clips to this day, that they're going to have to be sort of really, really spot on perfect, not to the degree they're being used now. And I think they know that. I think they do. I think this is, you know, they're going to do this for as long as they can. They're going to vet some other candidates. They're going to take their time replacing him. But, yeah, I sort of agree, and you feel bad. Now, there is, by the way, Rush actual memorial service that's coming up that will be public for all of his listeners. All of us will promote that. I'm told 2-3 weeks away that'll be happening. So maybe that'll be a pivot point into other things as well. I don't know if any of that helps you inform your decision at all, Mike, but that's at least what we know.
Well, my take on the fill-in hosts is all of them are really, really good. Limbaugh was fantastic at finding fill-in hosts. But one of the things we learned with Limbaugh taking his medical leave is Mark Stein, the first day he fills in that week, is fantastic. I actually prefer him to Rush that first day. But after the first day, he runs out of material. Day two or day three that he has to fill in that week, he's nowhere near as good.
That's interesting.
Herman, really, really great. None of them are up to that Limbaugh caliber. And I know nobody's going to be able to fill in for Limbaugh on a permanent basis. But I do think that these hosts need to be given the ability to stretch their wings a little bit more. Quit playing so much Limbaugh tribute. Yes, we all miss him. But if they're going to be fill-in, or they're going to be the permanent guy, they need to be able to stretch their wings and show they can be it. And I don't think they're being given that opportunity right now.
Well, I appreciate the feedback, Mike. You clearly are a devoted Rush fan and a listener, and have analyzed that better than I think most members of the audience would. But I do appreciate your feedback. I happen to think the genius of the Rush Limbaugh program is the people that love Rush Limbaugh and are devoted listeners like you. And the call screener that they have is the best on earth, because the callers who end up on Rush's show bring it. And if I had any suggestion for them, I would say, whoever replaces Rush has obviously a grounding in everything we believe in and can be that mirror that Rush was for so long to reflect what we think, but could almost be less a part of the show and allow the callers to be more a part of the show, because Rush taught us well. He really did. Those of us that literally grew up on it. I started talk radio actually 2 years before Rush came on the scene nationally. He'd already started in some other markets, Bakersfield, California. But I started in 86 in Grand Forks. And, of course, it was a horrible show, and I would never even listen to it myself now. But the point is, we were cutting our teeth, got a little bit better, a little bit better. But when you're able to take calls like we do on What's on Your Mind, that becomes the engine of the show. Your call fuels me today because it's insightful analysis. even when I disagree with folks, that guy that called earlier in the week that everybody hopping mad, Kirk, on the road, that called me bro, how many times. So I appreciate very much your feedback. We'll keep listening. I have some other letters and emails that want to share on this because we're going to keep talking about it for the next hour or so. Thanks, Mike. Call back again, would you? You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic and we're debating, should masks be on, should masks be off? How do we socially distance? When are we actually letting restaurants have a fighting chance at survival again? None of that is fun. But what is fun is when we talk about events that come back. I thought that about Big Iron. And, I don't know, a third of the normal crowd went to Big Iron, but there was a Big Iron. It would have been much easier to cancel it. There's fairs and events and festivals that are being canceled right and left for July, August, and September across the country. My daughter is finishing 4 years at Yale, never had a prouder dad than this dad right here, and I can't go to her graduation because they can't decide if they want one, and if they do, it's going to be like, mom's only or whatever, which I hope at least her mother is there. But it's getting just ridiculous, okay? So you got to find your fun. And I have a couple of people on the phone that know all about fun. Breanne Lensmeyer is the Director of Marketing and Partnerships at the Red River Valley Fair Association and the boss man of the Red River Valley Fair, a transplant from Maryland who are thrilled to have Cody Cashman. Cody and Breanne, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having us. Doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm better now that I've got something to look forward to. A great concert, a great country artist. Breanne, give us the details. Who's coming, when, and why?
Yes, so we are very excited to be having country superstar Chris Young playing at the Red River Valley Fair on Saturday, July 10th. It's going to be the place to be. Get ready for the 10 best days of summer.
Thank you. Cody, I know you were bold in saying we're going to do Big Iron, even though we know less people will be there. We'll do it smart. We'll do it socially distanced. We'll have all the proper things. I thought it worked beautifully, by the way, and a lot of people were happy to be there. What's the plans in that regard for the Red River Valley Fair this summer?
You know, Scott, it's a great question. We get asked it a lot. For right now, we're kind of playing things as cautiously as possible, but we are definitely going to have a fair. As far as some of the things we're going to do to kind of mitigate the risk, you know, hearing some of the things that maybe everybody's going to have a shot by May, June, we're pretty confident that we're going to have a normal fair. So the idea at this point is to have a normal fair. Worst case scenario, if they decide to make a mandate on us or something like that happens, we'll obviously follow those mandates. But as it goes right now, we are going to have a normal fair. That's the plan. Obviously, more hand sanitizer signs. If people want to wear a mask, we welcome them to wear a mask. It will not be forced upon them unless there is a mandate in the state. So we're pretty fortunate right now living where we're at. There's a lot of my friends across the country that are already canceling the fairs. It's kind of deja vu. We are not going to cancel a fair unless we are forced to. We're going to have a fair no matter what, and we're going to have awesome concerts. And the idea also is we moved to that 10-day fair. Just keep that in mind. So there's more days, more opportunity for people to come out. That might also help spread out the crowd. So we are a 350-acre property, so hopefully people feel that they can come here and socially distance if they want. We're excited to have a normal fair this year.
That's fantastic. And I imagine you're getting to the point where some of these acts are itching to get out, too. Has it been easier to get the talent, Cody?
You know what? For me, it seems like it has been easier. There's been days where it's hard to find routing. I think they're trying to figure out where to go. It looks like North Dakota, South Dakota are going to be shoo-ins for having good concerts this year because a lot of states are not allowing them. So we're pretty fortunate on that. We're able to get some better acts this year, and hopefully we can build upon this year. We just need people to come out and support us so we can go bigger and better in 2022.
Did I hear Trace Atkins is coming too?
You did. Yeah, you did hear that.
Yeah. Yes, you did. You heard that for sure. So
wow.
As far as country goes, right now we've got a really good lineup, Chris Young and Trace, both Saturdays.
Unbelievable. 10-day fair should be fun. Tell us how we get tickets, Breanne. I want the tickets before they sell out. Where can I get them?
Yes, so tickets for Chris Young go on sale Friday, March 12th, 9 a.m. at RedRiverValleyFair.com. And, Scott, when you buy online, you are saving money getting your gate admission included. So set your alarm next Friday, 9 a.m.
Got it done. Red River Valley Fair, West Fargo, North Dakota. Thanks, you two. More coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number of trips to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Talk, little pickup truck on my highway, got a little boot stomping my walk, little neon light in my Friday, got some Tennessee and the whiskey.
See, what's not to think about that?
A cup of baby with
me. You kidding me right now?
I was raised on girl, raised on women, got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Diffie. Daddy did too.
So this is
Young. Yep.
I know it's Chris Young, but I'm saying this is what you survive the last year and plus change that we've had with looking forward to events like this.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's just how, it's just how you get through
the fairs and festivals summer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just this summer.
Exactly. And we've been robbed of so much that for some, for, you know, perfectly justifiable reasons, and some for just pure stupidity. It's just pure stupidity. And I'm done. I posted a comment from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
I say, now Greg Abbott, the governor of Mississippi, now know that.
No, he's in Texas, yeah. But Abbott said, you ready for this?
Yep.
Quote, effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%.
Mississippi said the same thing.
Did they? Okay, good.
Point, yeah.
That includes any type of entity in Texas.
Yep.
Also, I'm ending the statewide mask mandate.
We're
now,
done.
Now, in what is that? Is that one sentence or two? That's one sentence of simplicity.
See ya.
To say, okay, folks, we trust you. And I am a big fan of Governor Doug Burgum. I think Governor Doug Burgum does not get the credit he deserves for the skill set he brings to being governor. But I think he's listening to the wrong people. I think he should get the same advisors that Governor Kristi Noem has.
Right.
And say, okay, wait a minute. Because, folks, the little secret nobody's talking about is that the people who advise mayors and governors and superintendents are the problem. Not healthcare professionals, not healthcare administrators, I should say. Not, you know, whether it's Sanford or CHI or, you know, Trinity or Alaris or, you know,
if you think Burgum needs to listen to Noem, what about Walls?
Oh, please.
Yeah, he's a lost cause.
It was lost.
And there's no hope for Tim Walls. When he thinks we're nothing but rocks and cows in Western Minnesota, the guy's a jerk, okay? There's no explanation for him. And by the way, even if he wanted to, even if he was on our side, he couldn't. I've had off-air conversations with Tim Pawlenty that's told me more about Minnesota politics than I'd ever want to know. You elect a governor, but the governor doesn't run a show in Minnesota. So that's a lost cause. I believe Doug Burgum, with his ranching background that matches with his skill set, he gets this. He gets this. He wants to do the right thing for the people of North Dakota. He's got so many voices in his ear about you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. Look, they've not even been able to keep a state health officer on the job. I mean, how many have they had? Now, these are unelected bureaucrats. The I don't know what her name is in Grand Forks County, but Grand Forks County has someone that's never been elected before that has imposed a mask mandate in Grand Forks County. I'm telling you, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. Accountability from the people comes in who we elect. Should they be advised by people like that? Absolutely. The biggest problem in Fargo, I believe, is Fargo Cass Health. It's the ones that's, you know. Now, you got to be smart about it. And I believe Bess Flutty's the superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools. Great leader in education in North Dakota. Among the best. She says, Scott, I came into the whole mask thing very skeptical. I now know that kids in classrooms wearing masks is how we prevent spread. Okay, give me good data. That's fine. She's a superintendent. She puts that data forward. She goes, that's great. But don't you decide in Bismarck whether they have masks on in West Fargo or not. I'm done with that. I'm done with that 100%, which is why you have Jeff Hoverson's bill. And you heard yesterday on this program, the majority leader of the North Dakota Senate say what? We are not caucusing that vote. What does that mean? He is allowing his members to vote any way they want in the Senate. Now, he isn't doing that necessarily because he thinks it's the best idea for the state. He'll probably ultimately end up voting against the Hoverson bill in the House, which says we're not letting you do this anymore. You can't do this anymore, which is now the state telling the city and local governments and schools and everything else, you can't do something that's not local control. It's a bad idea. They've been forced to do it because they're getting bad advice. So, by the way, talk to your member of the Senate if you want to send a message. Because the quickest thing to fix this nonsense of too many unelected health bureaucrats running the show is the following. That bill being this close to the governor's desk, that'll change everything. And it's time. Let's go to Henry in Fargo, wanted to weigh in on the Rush debate. Henry, you're up and what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, I got two things. One is the only replacement for Trump or for Rush is 1 hour of Trump a day. Trump should come on 1 hour a day. The rest of the people that sub for him aren't even in the same league as Trump because of their own shows. I'm not bad mouthed or saying anything bad about anybody else. But Trump should be on 1 hour a day for Rush and then they can do whatever they want with the other 2 hours. That's all I care about. Second thing.
It's a good idea. I mean, it really would. Because I think Trump for 3 hours, you know, with everything else going on. But you're right. I mean,
updates, yeah.
It'd be like, it'd go back to, I always say, the first social media was radio. You could talk back, right? You can call in. Talk radio was the first social media. So all the big tech woke crazy executives hate Trump. Fine. Go back to radio.
Okay.
It's a brilliant idea, Henry. Brilliant idea. And 3 hours is too much, but an hour would work, and then fill-ins. I love it. Clinton Bismarck.
Oh, he had something else. He had a second.
Oh, did he? I'm sorry. I hung up on him. I didn't hear the second point. Call back, Henry. You're first to go. We're doing this till the bottom of next hour. There's plenty of time. Clint, you hang on, too, so we give you a fair amount of time here. And we'll start with you next hour. And Henry, if he calls back, and everybody behind him, or text us, numbers to call 271-1100 or 258-0550. Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. They have some great fish specials lined up for Friday. And today, the Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City are to die for.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.